Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Take to crush the idols. Jerk set the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's fueling house revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends, until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. And seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful, 'cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to, still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. Break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. I beg him please to open up his mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. Is an idol, and anything I want with all my heart is an idol, and anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I thank the Lord for allowing us to be here tonight. We're going to have to give this a few more moments. I'm not doing this spontaneously, but I did not prepare the, or mark it or let everyone know that we would be on. And because I was consistently not on, People are still on. People are texting me and telling me that they're coming in the line. So we're going to give this about 2 more minutes, and then they can listen to the broadcast for themselves. So just stand by with us. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Yes, I will be. soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher.
Yes.
I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul,
hey, I'm here,
say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We praise the Lord, everybody. I hope everybody can hear and have, I didn't make enough time to do a sound check tonight. So if Elder Britton is on the line, she can text me, and or somebody can text me and just let me know that that you guys are hearing me, because I can't tell. We thank the Lord tonight for His goodness and His grace and His mercy. We thank God for every person who came out tonight to be a part of the School of the Prophet. We thank God for each and every person for what God is saying and what God is doing in this season. First of all, I want to just deal with a few nomenclature, disclaimers, or whatever you want to call them. And the first thing is that don't get isolated. I'm not in a box. I do not support ministry just in the Tree of Agape Life ministry. So if you are here and you're a part another ministry, another denomination, you are welcome. I do not teach to denominations. I teach to souls, and I thank God for you if you are a part of another denomination. To all of those who are on the line, I don't know who's here. I'm not looking at team. I don't know who's here. I don't know. Don't really want to know. And I thank God for those of you who are in enough know to just be with us on tonight. I will be concentrating on some things. Each Thursday night, first of all, I'll be dealing with the School of the Prophet. I'll be qualifying ministers. I'll be qualifying certifications. I'll be qualifying various certifications, evangelism certifications, deacon certifications, minister licensed and ordained certifications. I'll also be certifying with those in tendency for becoming licensed in any of those offices. We will also be dealing with some very, very serious issues, some very, very serious points pertaining to ministry, and you'll need to be here. I'm not going to police you. I'm not going to police you. I'm not going to start up an account. Last time we did it, we had the accounts, and everybody was required to log in and do your hours and all of that. Listen, I'm not going to do that. You're saved. You're filled with the Holy Ghost, and you're going to be a part of this because you have been called to minister the undefiled Word of God in an undefiled way in a defiled world. So we want you to gird up your loins. We want you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I'm not going to take long. Each night I'll be off of this line. I would hope by 9 o'clock at the latest. I'm actually aiming for something like 8:30 in future nights. We will be dealing with subjects like ministry. What is ministry? I'll be dealing with that tonight. What ministry is, what ministry isn't. I'll be dealing with terms that are used in churches and with mainstream ministries. I'll be breaking down some of the mainstream ministry doxologies, and I don't have a lot of time tonight. I think I've only got like 20 minutes, so we want to get that done. We want to get it moving and get it out of the way. And then we're dealing with the next week on preparation for ministry. How do you prepare for ministry? What is the proper preparation for ministry? In dealing with preparation for ministry, you've also got to be prepared to go to the next level in ministry. You've got to be prepared for when you are in ministry and you experience a certain amount of hardship, a certain amount of a bad or a diverse season, trying times. You automatically know a shift is coming, so that you have to be prepared for that. So we'll be dealing with preparation for ministry because ministry will shift on you. If your ministry is the same that it's been for the last 20 years, something's wrong. If your ministry is not moving in a more diverse, more challenging structure, you're missing out. So you're in the right place, and we'll be dealing with some things. The week after that, Lord willing, I'll be, dealing with effective ministry, effective leadership. What is effective leadership versus dysfunctional leadership? What's effective leadership? So we'll be dealing with that. A week following that, we'll be dealing with, tonight I'll be dealing with some of these things, but on the fourth week, we'll be dealing with the power of ministry. So we'll be dealing with some of the political parts of it, but mostly we will be diving into what do I do when my anointing has been lost. I define my anointing. I've been preaching, I've been doing what God says, but I can't find it. Everybody else can find it, but I can't find my anointing. So we'll be dealing with that. Any of you who want to contact me, you can contact me at area code 202-681-7745. I take calls up until 6 o'clock p.m. I'm trying to get myself together. Most of you know I take a lot of phone calls per day, so I don't take late night phone calls any longer. To the various ministries connected to me that are represented here, Bishop Zimmerman is in revival this week. So our prayers are with her, and let us pray so we can begin. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you that you're the Lord God, our Savior. We thank you that you hear us, you know what we need, what we stand in need of. We ask in the name of Jesus to give us insight, revelation, deposit, transfer, transition. We ask you, Lord God, to give us a spirit of progress tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to give us a different level of your grace tonight. Oh, God, you said you give more grace to the humble. So I ask you for more grace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. What is ministry? And what is it ministry? Let's deal with that. And then I'll deal with the scripture that I've been on my face for all day. In fact, I'll do that now. Sorry, we can. But I don't want to go too far into it. It messes me up. So the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 21, verse number 43. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you. The kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof. Whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken. Whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him into powder. And that's Matthew chapter 21, verse 43. Listen, when you come to class, this is class. You will rarely hear me preaching. If it happens, then, you know, you just excited me. The word excited me, and I took off. But that's not what this is about. This is about, the Bible says that God won't do anything except it first come through the mouth of his servant, the prophet. So the school of the prophet basically ignites your ministry. It ignites your anointing. It ignites your destiny. You're coming to the school of the prophet not because you like me. I'm a prophet. So just so you'll understand it, I'm used to people not liking me. I'm used to being able to stand by myself on the word of God. I'm used to being betrayed. I'm used to knowing the truth, knowing the word of God, and allowing people to walk over me. I'm a prophet. So because you are in ministry, don't expect people to get with you. Don't expect people to like you. Don't expect people to work with you. Don't expect people to think that you are good people and blah, blah, blah. All being a prophet has done for me was has exposed me to the very worst of people. I have never seen or the only happiness that I have experienced in my life is being what God wants me to be. Outside of that, I thank God that he has placed a few faithful people around me. There was a time that I could say that every person, especially every woman that's ever been around me, has betrayed me. And maybe that's, you know, relative, but I can say today that that is not necessarily factual. So I thank God for his goodness and his grace and his mercy. Into the Word of God now, we're dealing with what is a minister, what is a minister, what is ministry, and what's not ministry. Ministry is the ability to serve God. Ministry is the ability to serve God and serve the people. So you're taking a dual role, but the role has been ignited and anointed by the king of his kingdom, who is Yahweh, who is God. The anointing is the Spirit of God and what he uses to function his powers in the earth. The anointing is what destroys yokes. It is the same reckoning of anointing as recognized when kings are anointed, priests are anointed. When knights are anointed, they take the sword and they do the knight's shoulders the same as they do the bishops. The proper ordination for a bishop will involve a sword because it represents the double-edged sword. So the anointing is symbolic of the authority and the power of God. What's the important word for the next few minutes? The next few minutes word is kingdom. Kingdom standard. Kingdom living. Now, let me help you with something. God is not pleased with North America's church. God is not pleased with North America's church. God is not pleased with how we have commercialized this church. God is not pleased with how we have become dogs and dictators and goats over the people of God. God is not pleased with how we have used the people of God for usury. God is not pleased with the lack of integrity being instilled in ministries and around the country. God is not pleased with voting in churches. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of God. God, Jesus is Lord of Lord and what? King of kings. He is the one that is over the kingdom of God. Sit down, Max. He's the one that's over the kingdom of God. So think about it. If you've got a king over a kingdom, then the kingdom has to have a couple of things in order for it to be a true kingdom. Number one, it's got to have land. Number two, it's got to have municipalities or law. It's got to have these things. It's got to also have regulatory issues where the people are submitted to. You can't say that you are a part of the kingdom if you are not submitted to the Word of God, that you have not given your space, your place, your land, your life, your body over to the kingdom of God. Hold on, your mind, over to the kingdom of God. Being a servant of the kingdom of God, the Bible says, to much is given, much is required. To be a servant of the kingdom of God, you have got to be willing to go to the deeper, go to the next, go to the higher, and be held towards a higher level of deeper integrity and honor. The kingdom of God is not about the Baptist church, the Methodist church, the Apostolic church, the Pentecostal church, the Presbyterian church, the Anglican church. The kingdom of God has nothing to do with any of that. The kingdom of God, it actually spills that kind of junk out of its mouth. Now, I'm from the Pentecostal church. I've been Pentecostal, raised Pentecostal, spoke in tongues, shouted all around the church, danced all around the church, played saxophone in the church, sang in the choir in the church, was an usher in the church, became an elder in the church, a pastor in the church, a bishop in the church, sat on the board of bishops on the church, started programs throughout the churches, have won over 7,000 or more souls to the Lord. But that does not make me, I didn't do none of that stuff because I'm Pentecostal. I did that stuff because the Holy Spirit led me. So the Holy Spirit didn't lead me because I'm Pentecostal. The Holy Spirit led me because I was submitted to the will of God. That's why the Holy Spirit led me. He didn't lead me because I had money. He didn't lead me because I didn't have money. He led me because the money that I had, I was willing to, hallelujah, to give it to him, to do what he wants me to do with it. And because I was willing to be submitted to the will and the mind of God, God began to use me and more and more and more. Now, weirdly enough, I'm what you call a prophet. And as a prophet, that is my primary ministry. I'm an evangelistic prophet. My ministry specialty is that I can minister into churches for long periods of time. I preach for 300 days at a time in one church. I preach for, you know, many churches in one city over a 200-day span. There is no amount of days that you can give me that I cannot minister the Word of God. I don't get tired. I think there's a song they sing. I don't get tired. I'm able to preach the word of God. Why? Because I submit to the Holy Ghost, and I believe that there is no time enough left on earth that I could preach the entire word of God. I don't care if I was preaching four times a day right now, I still could never finish it. Okay, so ministering the word of God must come from a mind of the kingdom. If your mind is isolated in your religion, in your doxology, your orientation is more on your religion, and you know your orientation because you leave your city and on a Sunday, and when you go look for another church, you got to look for the same Pentecostal church. You got to look for a same Baptist church. You can't go into a Pentecostal church because you're not comfortable in there. So you can't go to a Baptist church because they don't do enough for you. You can't go to a Methodist church because they ain't shouting in there. So you're going to have to go to where you feel comfortable. And guess what? That's okay. As long as the church is submitted to kingdom authority, then the name on the church does not matter. What matters is that the church is glorifying God. What matters is the church is making a difference in people's lives. What matters is the church is a house of prayer for all people. And what matters is that God is getting the glory from the church. So that's what church should look like. That's what church should be about. That's what church should represent. So what happens is the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force. The kingdom of God is not based upon the idea that you are in control. You are not in control. You are not in control. You are, if you've got a free will mind, you are not a Christian. If you got, so I just shut down somebody's religion. Because if you got a free will Baptist, free will Pentecostal, free will anything, you are not kingdom driven. Kingdom driven means that I'm submitted to the mind and the will of God, and I do what the mind and the will of God teaches me to do. It doesn't give me the right to do what I want to do, because if I did what I want to do, then I would be in control. I would have free will. But the Bible says all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. There are some things that even though I can do them by law, there are some things that I just shouldn't do because it just ain't good for me to do. So the kingdom of God is based upon the idea that I am submitted to the mind and the will of God. All right. What happens? Where do we lack? What happens in our lives that causes us to be ineffective for ministry? One simple, quick answer. You have gone under man's teaching. In order for you to fulfill proper ministry, in order for you to be found doing the will of God, the way God wants you to do it, you're going to have to get from under man, and you're going to have to get into the mind of God, and you're going to have to follow Jesus Christ, because he is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the director of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's the King of the church. So in order for you to fulfill your purpose in the kingdom, you're going to have to stop worrying about trying to impress this one or that one. Stop being dogmatically opposed to other religions and other groups of people. Stop trying to dictate and determine based on your family, your clique, or your credentials as to what happens in the house of faith. I warn you that any true anointed church, and I'll make a nomenclature about that. The reason that so many churches are getting away with so many things is because a lot of these churches are cults. They're not even a part of the kingdom of God. So they're not even... they're no better than Steve Harvey preaching on Sunday. It's just not any anointing or power. I don't care how beautiful his robe is. I don't care how long his staff is and what he calls himself a bishop. If he does not do the work of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, he is not a part, or she is not a part of the kingdom of God. So, the kingdom of God is not going to be liked. You know, I'm not surprised that people don't like me. I'm not surprised that people don't want to get with me. That makes sense to me, because in order for you to be a prophet, number one, you got to be willing to go through some stuff. Number two, you got to be willing to go through some stuff and still trust God. And number three, you got to be willing to speak God's word to people who you don't even want to speak it to. So even right now, I know, you know, when a betrayer is on the line. I know when a liar is on the line. I know when there are people, that are misfits. And you act like you are fatherless, but yet you'll say amen, but in your real deep of hearts, you really hate me. So, but guess what? Hey, listen to you. I don't care. I don't feel bad. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not here to like you. I'm not here for you to like me. I'm not here to do any of that. I'm here to love you. That's it. And if my love for you hurts you, then that's something that you need to take up with God. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to try to connect with you. I don't want a relationship with you. All I want to do is share the word of God and give you the truth and get ignited doing something in the kingdom. That's what I'm here for. So, it's just not personal. I just want you to understand that. And no prophet can take it personal. There are a lot of people who have this calling. You haven't been taught what to do, and it's frustrating to you because you are taking, you're internalizing. Now, I internalize the things that are happening around me, but I don't internalize my ministry because that belongs to God. God gave that to me. The Lord give it. The Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well done, that good and faithful servant. As long as God says to me, prophet, you have been faithful over a few things, that would make all the difference to me. I would encourage all of you to have one goal in mind, and that goal is to be faithful in the things of God. If you can just learn how to be faithful in the things of God, then your beginning, your end has already worked out. You want to be faithful in the things of God. You want to be thoughtful of people. You want to listen. And anyone in the Tree of Agape life knows that I believe that I want to be the most humble person in my church. I don't want anybody to outweigh me in humility. So you have to allow yourself to be humble. Now, I don't care if you can preach better than me. I don't care if you can preach better than Bashiri. Now, I think that's my favorite preacher now. I don't know. But Fred Price, not him. Creflo Dollar, I like him. You have to be submitted to the mind of God. You have to be submitted to the will of God to the point where you're humble before God. So your first key is to be humble. I want to teach you three words, and then I'm going to let you go. Three words, and then I'm going to let you go. Number one is always protect the dignity of your ministry. Always protect the dignity of your ministry. To every person under the sound of my voice is seeking to be a minister, always protect the dignity of your ministry. We're in the last days. You're going to be put in situations where the enemy is going to try to ridicule God as a result of your life. We're in the last days. You might lose your life for standing on the word of God. But guess what? Every day when you wake up in the morning, you've got to be rest assured that, Lord, it is for you I live and for you I will die. Always protect the dignity of your ministry. What am I saying? What I'm saying is you don't be found nowhere that your dignity don't allow, your dignity as a minister don't allow you to be there, all right? Where your dignity is going to determine who you talk to. Guess what? More importantly than anything, your dignity is going to determine how you talk to people. Your dignity is going to determine where you go and what you do and how you do it. Your dignity is going to determine how you dress when you go outside. Your dignity is going to determine whether or not you are seeking to look cute, whether you're seeking to look sexy, whether you're seeking to join, whether you're seeking to attract people to you. Your dignity should determine what you dress like. So always protect the dignity of your ministry. Number two, So dignity is number one. Number two is always be submitted. The word is submitted. Always be submitted to someone. Always be submitted to someone. Never allow your life to not be submitted under some form of leadership. So always be submitted to someone. You're going to be submitted to the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all this with him. Bless his holy name. You're going to be submitted to the Lord Jesus. And now it's time to submit to the word of God. Submit to the leadership that God has placed over your life. Last word, and I'm going to let you go. Never be common. Common. I can't stress it enough to you. Common. Never be common with people. Ministry would be so much easier if you learn how to keep your mouth closed, if you learn how to say what you're supposed to say, when you're supposed to say it, how you're supposed to say it. You don't get into conversations, and listen, you don't lock up or link up or fall in love with somebody who can go against the spirit of being common with people. If every word they say is a cuss word, they're common. If every thought that they think is profane, they're common. If every time you turn around is backbiting, slander, and confusion, common. So you want to hold on. Did I miss it? You don't want to do these things. It's easy to see everybody else doing it. But you should not be found guilty by the Holy Ghost of being common with people. Preachers, you don't get into conversations that is going to lead you in a situation that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, your common statement is going to grow a seed. Who you're friends with today, that's who you're common with. The question is, are they going to respect you, or are they going to look back one day and say, hold on, then you don't cuss. Let me stop cussing around it. One day they're going to say this. Daniel don't never say GD. Let me stop saying that around it. And one thing leads to another. A little leaven leavens the lump. It only takes a little bit. All you got to do is start using a little bit of bad language, and you'll start finding yourself using it all the time. All it takes is for you to start looking at women after women after women, and you'll find yourself in adulterous situations, or fornication, or whatever it is. So you want your mind to be steadfast, what? Unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord, and knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm a prophet, but I'm sleepy tonight. So, and I was due, actually, to to preach. And the weather was so tumultuous here that I didn't, with my level of sleepiness, I didn't feel it was prudent for me to drive. So I'm just a little bit too sleepy to be fighting this level of a storm. So I'll get myself together and I'll go to work tonight and do what I'm supposed to do. Be to work when I'm tired, then for me to be driving when I'm tired. This will be an interactive Bible study at some point. I need to get some points out. You're going to write down your questions. You're going to call or text me with your questions, and your issues and things like that. And as we prepare at some point to get ready to start going into prayer and doing intercessory prayer for various people, various things, various situations, we want you to be in a better state of mind. We want you to be in a better state of union. Again, the kingdom of God transcends religion. The kingdom of God transcends the name on the wall of your church, the tree the kingdom of God transcends all of that. We are one. We are one in the Lord. We are one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. All this other stuff is from man, and it is going to go to hell. It's not just the plain and simple truth. A lot of our forefathers came up with a lot of rules that were meant to help the people. Some of those rules have helped them, but the kingdom is the standard that we need to be living by. All right. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to trust God for you, and I just want you to get yourself in a position, because as we begin to intercede, I want you to be ready. The Lord bless you, and if there's anything that I can
clear
do,
the stage and
make
set
sure
the sound and lights ablaze. That's the measure you must take across the idol.
As we close out this broadcast,
check the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's feeling how revival.
For those individuals,
tell your friends that this is where the party ends. Until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social.
Show me what the Lord would have.
Seek the Lord and wait for what He has in store, and know that great is your reward. So just be hopeful, cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can. Sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to, still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. God to whisper. I beg Him please to open up His mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on